Good morning. My guest this morning is John Carroll from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Roland.
So, a sing-along Messiah. It must be Christmas time.
It is.
Yes.
I feel the spirit.
So, this is the 22nd annual Sing-Along Messiah at the Sebastopol United Methodist Church, right?
Yes, it is.
Which is the nice church in Sebastopol, right at the center of things. And
it's 101 or 2 years old.
Right. So, talk about this. How does it work?
Well, this is a public type thing. We have singers and a conductor, John Moss. He's conducted this for the 22nd year. And basically, anybody in the public can come and participate singing. We have scores to lend. Basically, it's an excellent performance. You know, there's great acoustics in the church. You know, it's an experience.
So this is on Saturday, December 10th in the afternoon. On the previous Sunday, December 4th, at 4 o'clock at the Art Center, right? At the Sebastopol Art Center.
Yes.
There is a rehearsal. And so people who perhaps know the Messiah a little bit or know aspects of it, parts of it, and so on, can kind of get up to speed by going to that rehearsal.
Yes, John Moss, the conductor, will be there, and possibly some of the other singers. There'll be also some scores on hand for those that want to use them.
This is not just vocalizing. This is an orchestra there as well, right?
Yes, there is. There's a 5-piece orchestra.
What do you usually get from the people who come? How much of the Messiah do they actually know?
Well, I guess it varies with the people. Some don't know anything at all, but you get involved when you. I mean, the acoustics in this church are great, and you know the voices carry really well. So you have very, very full performance, and we're expecting it to be better than ever this year.
Great. So there are soloists, I take it. Are they already chosen?
Yes. Yes, we usually start assembling our singers and band together around, May, June, and see who's available and you try and have it set up by right now.
Yeah, right. That's right. How many people generally participate, or does it vary from year to year?
As to the amount of people that come?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
It varies year to year. Sometimes you might have over 100 people in there. You know, I'm not sure what the capacity of the church is, but it always seems like there's more people just because of the way all the voices and the sound carries in the church.
Right, that's right. Can you cite some of the soloists? Are they likely to be folks that the West County population knows?
Well, I don't know. Greg Hoff is our tenor. Benjamin Mertz and Gene Wright are going to be both doing bass solos this year. We have Kim Anderman on soprano, and I believe Beth Henry's on alto. So we have a number of excellent singers here.
Great. And refreshments as well.
Yes.
What's on the menu?
Well, there'll be handmade cookies, and there'll probably be some juice and coffee and things of this nature.
Is it necessary for people to make reservations either for the rehearsal, for the performance, or both?
Not normally.
So people can come to either one?
Yes.
Go in and collect their score and sit down and sing when they're told.
Yes, that's it.
Great. Well, thank you, John, and I'm sure this is going to be as successful a holiday event as it's been for all of these 22 years. This is the Sebastopol version of the Sing-Along Messiah, December 10th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Sebastopol United Methodist Church. And remember, no experience or vocal ability is necessary. For information, 829-4797. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.